This is Gary Williams, longtime public address announcer of your Oakland Raiders. If it's Bay Area action you seek, we're talking about it. From the South Bay to the North Bay and everywhere in between, we have you covered. Now, get ready for Bay Area Sports Wrap with Lowell Tuckerman, Marco Ukalovich, and Ryan Leong.
Second and 10, Mayfield to the end zone to Jefferson. Is that possible? Touchdown. This is impossible. They go 98 yards. That's good for 23.
That was Al Michaels with the call on Amazon Prime. This is Bay Area Sports Wrap alongside Ryan Leong. I'm Lowell Tuckerman. Wow. Unbelievable. Raiders lose a shocker. 17-16 over the Los Angeles Rams. I was going to say, Ryan, a road game, but not really a road game. It was an amazing atmosphere, and the Raiders, as expected, had more fans there than Rams fans. But getting back to this game, you and I were in touch with each other during the game and obviously in the immediate aftermath. And I don't think it's hyperbolic to say this is both the most embarrassing and disappointing loss in the history of the franchise, certainly in Las Vegas, definitely in the immediate, or at least the last 20 or 30 years they were in Oakland. And before that, I don't know, we could talk to a lot of people who've covered the team back in the 60s and 70s if there was a worse loss than this. But Ryan, Raider Nation is in a lot of pain right now. You and I have been objective in covering the Raiders for as long as we have, you since the late 90s, me since the late 2000s. And even for us being media, it still hurts, Ryan. This is just a game. Anybody who has spent precious time in their life dedicated to covering this team or being a fan of this team, this one stings more than anything I can think of in a long time with the Raiders.
Well, it's really funny, Lowell, because, you know, you just talked recently about how we were trying to determine what was the worst Raiders loss of the season, and now you have it. I mean, this by far outshines anything that's happened in 2022. That loss against the Cardinals was pretty bad, but this is far worse. And I think the only loss that you could probably pin on the Raiders worse than this has got to be the early 1960s, before Al Davis even became part of the franchise, when their colors back then were yellow and black. Not even silver and black. That's an Al Davis trademark, the silver and black, how he made the Raiders what they are, and the logo, and all the history of the Raiders, and all the traditions and the legacy. This was just so pathetic. I don't even know what to say without, you know, dropping a few expletives, and I know we're not governed by the FCC, and I'll try to be on my best behavior here, but that was effing embarrassing. Just horrible. I mean, how do you do that? And the thing is this, you and I were talking off air about how you were shocked that Baker Mayfield was starting, or not starting rather, but coming into this game in relief, you know, having just flown off a plane 48 hours ago. And I'm not surprised, because Baker Mayfield, you know, as was proven when he was originally drafted by the Cleveland Browns as a top flight quarterback, this does not surprise me whatsoever, and goes to show you that these guys are elite athletes, and Baker Mayfield was not sitting around, you know, on the couch, you know, drinking beer and like eating popcorn or potato chips. You know, this guy's in top physical condition, and he proved it. And yeah, he didn't really have a chance to look at Sean McVay's playbook, the LA Rams coach, but he had great numbers, 22 of 35, 230 yards, throws a touchdown, quarterback rating of 91.4. I mean, He's the reason why I know a lot of Niner fans wanted him before they, you know, didn't get him. And of course, now the Niners are stuck with Brock Purdy, although I don't think they're stuck with the guy. I think he'll do pretty well for them. But you don't punt the football when you've got almost 2 minutes to go on the clock. And that's what Josh McDumbass did. And I'm not going to call him by his real name because he's a dumbass.
And what makes it even more painful, because the more you break it down, you realize, my God, everything was designed for the Raiders to not just win this game to where they couldn't possibly lose. To me, they're almost, in a way, Ryan, the Rams are waving the white flag when they put in Mayfield, knowing he's been in there for 2 days. It's like, well, let's give him kind of a preseason game. We'll just throw him in there. Who cares how he does? And 2 days ago, the guy signs with the team. You and I were talking about back in 2011. We remember when the Raiders, they acquired via trade Carson Palmer from the Bengals. And a week later, he suits up, plays, and he was terrible. And you have Mayfield playing excellent. So that's just, it makes it so maddening, Ryan, when you look at it and say, the Rams had no interest in winning this game.
Well, I'll say this much. I remember that 2011 season quite well, and I thought at the time that the Carson Palmer deal was not a bad deal because people forget that Jason Campbell, who was a former Redskins quarterback, and I will say Redskins quarterback because that's who the team's name was at the time, was not very good. And so Palmer did a pretty good job. The problem is the Raiders lost 4 of their last 5 games. All they had to do was try to beat the Broncos or try to win their last game, and they would have made the playoffs. Instead, they lose that game, and then they end up seeing the Broncos go to the playoffs. And I believe that that team that year was led by, what's his name? Tim Tebow. He was the quarterback for that Broncos team in 2011. Just an absolute pathetic showing by the Raiders down the stretch that year. I mean, Raider fans have really suffered. They have become, in my opinion, you can't even call them the Chicago Cubs anymore because they've won a World Series, but they really have become the Chicago Cubs type of team in the NFL. They're like lovable losers, although the Raiders don't want that moniker. They've got tough, they got fans like Gladiator, right, or Gladiator, and they've got Gorilla Rilla. You got tough Raider type fans. And they got to watch this crap every week because they can't coach. They can't coach their way out of a paper bag. I mean, this is just awful. I'm still amazed that they lost in the fashion that they did. But as I told you, Lowell, even before this game was over, that I thought the Raiders were going to lose after they punted the ball.
It did create an ominous feeling when the Raiders punted because, in my mind, I didn't believe the Raiders were going to lose until the touchdown. And after the extra point, and when it became 17-16, what was going through my mind after the punt, yes, like I said, there was an ominous feeling, but I was thinking, my God, this is so impressive that the Rams are even making it this close with a quarterback who has been probably just studying the playbook for less than 36 hours. It's unbelievable. I absolutely agree. And you just said it. There's no debate. This is by far the worst loss of the season. And after all the tough losses earlier, Ryan, no heads rolled. They just toughed it out. They end up getting that 3-game winning streak right before this horrible loss. And I think if there's anybody who's going to face the wrath of this loss, it has to be Jerry Tillery. That terrible penalty. When they sacked Baker Mayfield on that last drive, it would have been a 9-yard loss, the clock running. It stops the clock. Of course, you get 15 yards, essentially, from the line of scrimmage. I mean, to me, that is the moment, Ryan, where it went from an ominous feeling to where there's a sense of panic. That, to me, was the biggest turning point.
Well, here's what's really stupid to me, okay? I've watched enough football now to know this. You're at the 2-minute warning. All you have to do is get another first down. You get another first down, you can start burning the clock. Why do you punt the football when you're at the 2-minute warning? Why? I still don't understand that. I don't get it. I mean, that to me is just unbelievable. If you're the Raiders, I mean, you got the ball at the at your own 34-yard line, right? I mean, all you got to keep doing is just try to, like, get that first down and start eating the clock. It's all you got to do. Okay, great. Let's say you don't get the first down. Who cares? They lost anyway. I mean, Josh McDumas should get fired for this. He really should. And I hope he does because Rich Bisaccia, the guy who was the interim coach last year after John Gruden got unceremoniously fired, he got them to the playoffs. And granted, the Raiders embarrassed themselves, but they didn't win that playoff game. But still, he got this team to the playoffs after all that drama with Henry Ruggs, and they still found a way to make it to the postseason. And what does Mark Davis do? You know, the real Mo of the Three Stooges owner, right? He decides to fire him or not retain him and go after Josh McDumas.
Well, I'll tell you this. In a season where there wasn't any drama, the Raiders just could relax and play football. They still couldn't get it done with all the close losses, giving up huge leads in all these games, this one obviously included. And now this loss, Ryan, it brings back the possibility that we were discussing after they had lost to the Colts to go to 2-7. And what I'm talking about is Josh McDaniels being a one-and-done coach if he had made it through the season. Because back when they were 2-7, I was asking that question, and I think it was a valid question. Is he going to make it through the season? I think he'll probably make it through the season now, even with this horrendous, historically bad loss in the history of the franchise. But as far as him coaching the team in 2023, it's definitely a serious question you have to ask. And just, it goes to show you how much winning can really disguise things, Ryan. Had the Raiders held on and won this game, we would not be talking about Derek Carr going 11 of 20 for 137 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. That would not be discussed because they had held on to win kind of an ugly game. And with Josh Jacobs carrying the team, 27 carries, 99 yards, one short of the century mark and getting the touchdown run. Because this was kind of an ugly game from the start. We got that feeling. And all I'm thinking during this game is, you know what? Just get the win. This is ugly. And at times it wasn't even that much of an interesting game to watch.
No, it wasn't. And the thing is, you're right. When you look at Derek Carr, do you know what his rating was for this game?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now, 36.9.
Yeah. 0.9. That is effing pathetic. Derek Carr is pathetic. This is not a loss you can recover from, unless the Raiders can somehow run the table and win their next four games and finish 9-8, which is not going to happen. I mean, but you're right. Had they won this game, would they be 6-7, right? I mean, that's respectable. This one loss is just, I mean, I'm beside myself right now. I know I feel for our colleague Marco, who would have liked to join us on this podcast. I'm trying to do my best to, like, maintain my composure here, but I am really hacked off right now. This is awful. I feel for the Raider Nation right now. I really do. You know, I'm wearing my Raiders starter jacket. I got my Raiders polo shirt on. I was wearing my Raiders cap earlier. I mean, this is just, I don't even know what to say anymore, Lowell. This is really bad.
Well, I told you. Almost as soon as the game ended, I was like, Ryan, I don't know how else to process this. I can't help but laugh because it's just, I'm in too much shock to, you know, throw things and scream and yell. It was just, sometimes things happen in life that just, like, your senses are overwhelmed. You can't do anything other than just laugh. And that's what happened because this just was inconceivable. A quarterback in Baker Mayfield with 2 days on the team coming in, it had that preseason feel where the Rams had no interest in winning. They just wanted Baker Mayfield to get some reps before his first start next weekend against the Green Bay Packers. And you saw the reactions from the Rams and their head coach and Baker Mayfield. They're also laughing during their celebrations. Like, I can't believe we just pulled that off.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is a team that all they care about was, like, just to compete. Could they compete? Even with this win, they're 4-9 with the win. I mean, this is the defending Super Bowl champion team, right? They suck. But guess what? The Raiders suck worse. I mean, there's just no way to even I can't even conceive this. I just can't. I mean, this really is unbelievable to me. I mean, it's believable. I can conceive in my mind, and I was telling you this, and even before the game was over, I was over watching the game at Dave and Buster's, saw some Raider fans. I was kind of giving them Raider love, and one of them bought me a shot, which his name was Gerardo. I got to give him a shout out because he asked for a shout out. And I even told the guy when the game was at the point where they punted the ball and they were within a score because it was 16-10 Vegas had the lead. And I was like, hey, this is a one score game. If they score a touchdown here, the Raiders lose. And I was right, which really, I hate being right low in those situations, you know. But again, it's the so-called reporter journalist in me for having doing this now for 24 years. I could see this coming. I could sniff it. I could smell it. I could smell it like a big pile of poop. You know? And I'm telling you, man, it stinks pretty bad right now.
There have to be discussions happening very shortly internally in the Raiders organization and the locker room asking, what's wrong with us? How could we allow this to happen? We had a three-game winning streak. Everything was rolling. You had the two overtime victories on the road. You had the great victory last weekend against the Los Angeles Chargers. Ryan, I was there. I covered the game. It was a fantastic performance in all three phases of the game. Oh, my goodness, Ryan. What else is there to say at this point, Ryan? Any final thoughts on this debacle? Raiders lose 17-16 to the Los Angeles Rams.
I'll say right now, old man Al Davis rolling in his grave right now. John Madden. Okay, John Madden is the kind of coach. You know, did you know John Madden only had three rules when he was coaching? You know what his rules were? I think maybe he only had two rules. It was like, be on time and play like hell when I tell you to. That was pretty much it. He didn't have any rules. That's why the Raiders in the 70s had guys that had like crazy like long hair. They hung out in biker bars. I mean, that's why people love the Raiders, because the Raiders have this tough image that was conceived by not only Al Davis, but John Madden. I think both those guys right now are just like rolling in their graves right now, man, because this is pathetic. I mean, the Raiders found a way to lose this game. They did not live up to their moniker of commitment to excellence and just win, baby. No, it was commitment to excrement and just lose, baby. Yeah, because they did. I mean, you know, and the thing is, you know, again, great for the franchise that they're playing in Las Vegas. They're making all this money. They're making money hand over fist for Mark Davis, who doesn't know how to manage his finances out of a paper bag. You know, he's got Ice Cube in there in the suite with him. This is just a horrible loss. I'm disgusted right now that I'm a Raider fan. I'm going to still stick with this team because that's what Raider fans do. But, man, I'm telling you, it's going to take a while to get over this.
Well, the Raiders are going to have to sit on this one for a long time. They are off until December 18th, when they'll be back home at Allegiant Stadium, taking on the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Again, the final score, Los Angeles Rams 17, Las Vegas Raiders 16. For Ryan Leong, I'm Lowell Tuckerman. This has been Bay Area Sports Wrap.